Up now, we have the this. Would you rather this or that? Now, we've done in the past, where Adam and I, we go back and forth with this or that.
Yep.
But because Sarah is our new host on the show, we thought we'd get to know who Sarah is with a bit of this or that and philosophical questions from Adam as well.
Yes.
I'll just remind you, Joel, that you never said get to know me. You said grill me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
maybe a bit of both.
Yeah.
A bit of both. It's hard hitting when I ask the, you know, pineapple and pizza question, because that's when people start to think.
Yeah.
Really think, and they'll get to know you from that.
Yeah.
So first things first, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sarah.
Oh my goodness.
You're a university student?
Yeah. I am a university student.
What do you study?
I'm studying journalism and film and TV. I'm actually supposed to graduate at the end of this semester, so that's exciting. Don't have a job lined up though. Mm-hmm. We'll just see where life takes me.
Yep.
Do you have any hobbies?
I love movies. Love movies. So going to the movies, watching Netflix, that's kind of one of my hobbies. I love painting as well.
With movies, now this is just something I really want to know, is what kind of movie goer are you? So you go with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit and watch the movie, or do you talk with friends, or do you comment on certain things with friends? Because I know Adam here is a little bit of a commenter.
Yes.
Ugh, I'm not going to the movies with him then.
I'm one who likes to, you know, sit down and watch the movie. There we go. Same with you.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then we can debrief after. Like once the movie's over, you know, you can say, so what was your best part? Or, you know, then you can talk about it. But when you're in the movie, no, it irritates me so much.
I think the only thing that I do is if I know, like I'll predict something, so I'll be like, oh, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it happens, then I just think it's hilarious that I sort of predicted what's going to happen. But
do you like turn your mates like, I told you.
I do. But I don't talk too much. It's only if I see something, I'm like, oh, okay, I think this is going to happen. I'd be like, oi, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
But no, not like a huge talker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right then.
Yeah.
All right. So I suppose we'll start off with my questions. My questions are a this or that style.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try and answer them as quick as possible between one and the other. So, starting off, are you a folder or a scruncher?
Scruncher.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Pineapple on pizza, yay or nay?
Yay.
Interesting.
Yay.
What is the better superpower, to fly or read minds?
Fly. I don't want to read people's minds.
Okay, interesting.
I want to know what they think.
What is worse, laundry or dishes?
Dishes. Absolutely.
Yeah. We all thought
that
as well.
That's just gross.
Yep. What is the better show, Simpsons or Futurama?
Futurama.
Yes. Yes, Adam was the odd one out of this whole thing. And do you pronounce GIF as GIF or JIF?
GIF.
GIF. All right. Yep.
It's a GIF. Yeah.
It's a GIF. Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Because, like, would you say gin and tonic or gin and tonic?
Gin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's GIN, so GIF, GIF. Does it not work that way?
Yeah. Well, GIF. I say GIF. I don't know. That's how I always thought it was supposed to be pronounced.
Yeah.
So I just rolled with it.
I suppose. Mm. Yeah. Well, that's my this or that questions.
Okay. But
the one I have as well that I want to go with you is, you're stranded on a deserted island and you only have a DVD player, a TV, and some miraculously, some way, they all work on that deserted island. You need to bring 5 movies with you. What would you bring? Or TV shows. We'll go with that as well.
All right. TV shows, that makes it a bit easier.
It does.
Vampire Diaries, because I'm a massive fan of Vampire Diaries. Don't laugh, Adam. For goodness sake.
I'm laughing at his
laugh. I'll laugh at yours when you say this.
Yeah.
Vampire Diaries. Gosh, I sound so lame now saying these.
But like, are these your favorite movies, or are these like guilty pleasures you just enjoy?
Yeah,
like you are stranded on this island, so that means you'd have to watch it over and over again.
Exactly, yeah. And these are things that I can watch over and over again easily. I'd have to take probably Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know what to watch, I tend to just go with Harry Potter movie. So that's 2, 3 more.
It's pretty hard.
Titanic. You've got to have something. See, I'd try to go with things from different genres as well.
Mm. I would too, actually. Just like
just
mix it up.
To not get bored,
I don't know.
Any action films?
No, I don't think you can. Because you can see that's three or
thriller,
four.
Thriller.
Yeah.
Thriller, yeah. I'd go with. Yep. Action slash thriller. I'd probably do like Taken or something.
Oh, yes.
I just, Liam Neeson's horror movies? Voice. I could just
you love Liam Neeson?
Listen to his voice and then it'd all be good. Any, all the worries go away.
Any horror movies?
Probably
not. No, not really. No. Okay. I don't want to scare myself when I'm on this deserted island. Then every
you're already scared. You're the only one on this
exactly.
island.
Exactly.
All right. Over to you, Adam.
Okay. So my first one would be, would you rather lose all your money and valuables or every single picture that you've ever taken?
Wow.
So essentially no
my
memories
goodness.
Or no valuables and money.
But have all the memories.
But have all the memories. Because that's all you have when you get old.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd probably prefer to lose all my money and all my valuables.
Okay, yeah.
Because at least you can reflect on those good times.
Yeah.
You can make the money back, but you can't bring back all those memories.
That's yeah.
It. Yeah.
My second one is, would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
Oh, this one's a no-brainer.
Well, it depends if you want to be, you know, selfless or selfish.
I would, if it was me, I would definitely pick other people's 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. I reckon as well. I don't really know if I want to know what's in my future.
Then again, like,
I just want to go 10
minutes.
Flow.
Then again, 10 minutes is a lot of time.
Yeah.
It can go really well. So say like, you know, you get a bit of a spot of a trouble. Someone's like robbing you or you're in a bar fight type of thing.
Yeah.
10 minutes in the future, you know what he's going to do to you.
Yeah.
So you just dodge every single punch. You can live forever, more or less.
Yeah.
You know where the bullet's going to hit you?
Yeah.
Dodge you can make money.
Simple.
You can make like little bets to make good money. Like, there's lots of things you could do with 10 minutes in the future. But you could like save someone's life. You could see someone else's future.
Casino.
Yeah. I make so much. I have a little sister, Emma. She's gorgeous. She's 5. And I think that I would rather look into her future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be a good big sister.
Yeah.
We'll at least try to be anyway.
That's good. Mm. Any more, Adam?
Okay. So the last one I have here is, would you rather be famous when you're alive and forgotten when you die or unknown when you're alive but famous after you die? So would you rather have the fame in this
famous
life?
Famous when I'm living.
Yeah. If you're living?
Yeah.
So you can enjoy the fame and fortune like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who ca- yeah.
So you don't really
I don't
care
really
once
care
you die?
About, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd pick the latter. I'd pick the to be well known.
So you always remembered.
Yeah,
like
always
an
remembered.
Einstein.
Yeah.
Okay.
As much as I've done.
You're making me change my mind now, Joel, when you say that.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like there's two different points of view on this or that thing. So you say you want fame and fortune now. I want to be not known, but when I pass, I am
remembered forever.
It'd be cool to have people like 100 years from now talk about you.
Yeah.
Like that would be cool. Not going to lie, but.
But how?
But then, like, I don't really care about when I die.
Yeah. Like you're not going to know that people are talking about you.
Then again, how in depth is it with someone knowing? Is it just like, you know, 5 years in the future, like after you had passed, they're just like, do you remember that one guy, Joel? Yeah, I know him. He was pretty.
No, good. Like, you know, like famous.
Oh, right. You know, it was just like casual conversation. I was like, yeah, he was okay.
No.
Yep, they remembered you, technically, after you passed. So. Anyways, thank you, Sarah, for answering our questions.
You're welcome.
So it's good to have you on the show as a full-time host now.
Yeah. I'm very excited. Thank you for having me.